Glory to God. Now that feels a little bit better, I think. I don't know. How many believes that well is springing up tonight? Saying, brother, I don't know if I just feel it just right. Well, that don't really matter. It's, do you believe it tonight? Saying, I had a rough day. I'll tell you right now, I know it's Wednesday. Yes, I do. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. It's Wednesday night. Amen. And that means it's church. Amen. And that means it's good. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. You happy to be a Christian tonight? Amen. It's good to have each one here tonight. Those that couldn't, we miss them. I know you do too. I know Jesus does. That's right. It's a body. You can try not to, you can make it something it ain't, but it's the body of Christ. And where one suffers, we all suffer. Where one's missing, we're all missing. So, but we come tonight in faith, knowing that there's still a promise in the Word. If two or three would gather in my name, I will be there. Did you come to hear from Jesus Christ tonight? You say, Brother Andrew, you getting yielded to the Spirit? Yeah, well, what about you now? Saying, I believe I'll hear. Well, are you sure? Are you sure? Yeah. Because you can hear God. Oh, that's, I'm already giving my title away. We're just going to have to open our Bible. I'm telling you, I'm giving it away already. Zechariah. Hallelujah. Zechariah 4. It's good to have Sister Ashley here too, Brother Jack, today. Hallelujah. Zechariah 4. Let's just start at verse 5 and read to 7. And then I'd like to turn to 1 Thessalonians. Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. And he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O mountain, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain. He shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it. 1 Thessalonians. First Thessalonians 4. First Thessalonians 4:13. Very familiar portion of Scripture tonight. Thank you, Lord. Well, the main thing I'm looking for every day is what I'm about to read here. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, do you believe that tonight? Even so them which also sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. I'm talking about the headstone. You know, started on Sunday today. I'd like to speak on listening to the shout is more than just hearing it. Let me say that one more time. Listening to the shout is more than just hearing it. Let's bow our heads tonight. Each one, can we bow our heads to the Lord? Do you have a need you like to lift up? Say, Lord, you know what's behind my heart. Behind this hand is my heart, Lord, and you know what's there. And I believe the Word is going to fulfill my need tonight. God bless you, saints. Let's all pray. You pray your own way. I'll lead in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the gathering of the saints tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we know what the prophet told us, that one day they'll shut the doors and we won't be able to come together. We pray, Lord, that that revelation would strike our hearts tonight and we would realize how important it is that we have the opportunity to be with other believers, to be in the house of God, to feel the Spirit of the Lord that very soon will be departing. We plan to go with it, Father. We thank you for this opportunity to feel you even here with us now. And we pray, Lord, that you will be the guest of honor, that all of us will just step aside. Our lives will put a, we'll take our minds and clear them from anything we have to do in this life, and we'll think on heavenly things. We'll think on you and the world to come. Father, come speak your word to us. Let us sit as Mary did before you, not worried about the busyness of life, but sitting before the Master, hearing the word of God and receiving it. Heal every sick person that's here tonight by the word of God. Save every lost one. Fill anew every Christian, Lord, that they'll be ready, prepared to battle the battles that are to come in the next few days. We thank you, Father, for gathering us. We thank you for being here. We ask you to have the preeminence, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we ask it, believing together. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Hallelujah. You know, this thought's pretty easy for me to elaborate on, being a school teacher in Laodicea, in Ohio, in America, we'll put it that way. You know, when a student walks into my classroom, unless they're deaf, they don't have a choice but hearing my voice. They will hear my voice. Why? Because they're close enough that they have physical capabilities that when the sound waves leave my throat, it hits their eardrum and they hear it. But what I found is so little actually listen to anything I've got to say. I've had a kid just today ask me a question on a problem. He's looking directly at me. I'm explaining the problem on the board and I look at him and I can tell he is not listening to one word I have to say about this problem, because chances are he's just trying to stall time so he can get more of his homework done before I ask him to turn it in. So we see the Word of God and we know that it's true, that God is thundering His voice. The world don't know it, but God is constantly talking to His people. God, when they said, "Give us a sign," He said, "Fine, I will. I'll open the clouds. And I'll show you my face before all thousands of you. You want to see my voice? Fine, I'll send a prophet and I'll show you his voice. I'll have him turn around just so you know it's not his eyes or some mental conception, but he'll call your souls out by name and tell you where you live, what sicknesses you have." You want to see God, but then his power comes, but it's so humble. You have to hear his voice, but did you listen to it? The capstone is coming. Now, it's already done come down. I don't want to get you on some promise that's going to happen later. That's already done happened. You're saying, really? The capstone's come back? That's what the seals was all about. It opened up Christ. It showed who He was. And it's preparing the bride for Christ and her to be one. Hallelujah. So the headstone's coming down. And what is it crying? Look, the headstone, it says, was shoutings unto it. Grace, grace unto it. That means as we get a revelation of what the seals were, of what the message of the hour really is to me. Not to them, but to me. What does it mean to me? Something begins to stir up. And I begin to see amazing grace. How sweet the sound. You say, "Brother Andrew, how do you get behind the pulpit and preach?" Because of the blood of the Lamb that took my... You say, "You got to be holy and pure." I know that. You can't get behind there with sin. You can't handle the Word of God with sinful hands. "Brother Andrew, I know what you did yesterday. I know what you did before you got here. I heard what you said there. I saw what you did there." You're exactly right. But I'm talking about something else. I'm talking about someone else. I'm not talking about Brother Andrew that was in the world. I'm talking about the Son of God that was in Jesus Christ from the foundation of the world. And what did the seals do? What did the Word do? It showed me what the blood really did to me. When I come to the house of God, I pray you did the same. You come through the blood. When you wake up in the morning, you need to come through the blood. Does the blood save us? Not directly. How many knows that? It's our faith that saves us. Our faith to believe in the blood and to take the blood and by faith apply it to our lives. Amen. Brother Bram said it this way: it's not the blood that saves you, it's the blood that keeps you clean. Hallelujah. So when you make mistakes and you dirty up that glorious thing that God's done in your life, and we all do. Amen. Brother Branham could say he backslid 1,000 times a day. I think I can say I backslid 10,000 times a day. You say you're respecting a man, that's all right. We ought to give honor where honor is due. I thank God for a man as sincere as Brother Branham. I thank God for a man who didn't compromise on the Word of God, no matter when all his friends were leaving. That's right. When he had plenty of doors, he could have a very successful ministry. How many knows that? Oh, yeah. Oh, my. He could have been just right up there with Billy Graham or Oral Roberts and all these things. He's the one that started before they even got going. But the man that stays with the Word only stays popular so long. One of the greatest signs of staying with the Word is what the Bible said, that the world will hate you. The world will hate you. "Well, I thought I was supposed to be a nice guy." You are. Until you start calling black black and white white. But grace, grace unto it. I don't know where we're going tonight, but I know it's the Word. That's what's the most important. As the capstone came down, what did the prophet begin to expose? What was really behind those seals the whole time? You were never a sinner in the first place. Woo, glory. You ain't getting saved. You've been saved since the foundation of the world. I did this, Brother Andrew. I sinned this. You got to get the revelation of this hour. I never did it in the first place. And then you see a brother who's all of a sudden got faith to just lay hands and see miracles and cast out devils. How in the world does he do that? How does he do that? By revelation of what I'm saying right now. If he's trusting in himself, he'll fail. If he's trusting in himself, he'll be like Samson. Oh yeah, I can wrestle with the devil hand on hand, but don't give me no pretty women. I can't overcome that one. Oh my, how many times I've seen Christians that will tell you how good they're at beating one devil and never talk about the one that they can't do anything against. And bless God, if that brother has a trouble with something that I can overcome, he's backslid. But the capstone still coming down. There's still a bride calling something out. Grace. Grace, son. The Bible promised us that the coming of the Lord, and I'm so glad that a prophet was able to come into this scripture here in 1 Thessalonians and pull out to us what it really was. Like any of us had a clue what the shout, the voice, and the trumpet were until this message came. And I thank the prophet again for being a man devoted to the Word of God, that the only reason we have the rapture message is because he stood alone. I've told you this testimony. I'll tell you in case you weren't there. Brother Tom Dillard used to be my pastor when I first came to the message. He was at that meeting. And he said, you hear on the tape when he said, Brother Branham will say something. It's somewhere, there's like another hour after Brother Branham says this. But he says, I think the woman in the back wants the room, so we'll hurry along real quick here. He was back there rattling a pan. People were at the table knocking forks on their plate. What made him keep preaching the Word of God? The bride was there. The bride was there. They needed the Word. Aren't you glad it got on tape? Aren't you glad that you can hear the voice and listen to it? All of those people there heard the Messiah bringing... Look, it wasn't Brother Branham. The Messiah had come into a prophetic office and began to show them this is what the rapture will be. And they had to hear it. But how few were listening. Jesus came and he was preaching, and we know it said gracious words flew out of his mouth. Amen. And yet shortly thereafter, there's mobs trying to kill him. Right. They had to hear his voice, but how many were listening? Uh-huh. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And yes, you can look at promises in the Bible, and I'm going to tell you right now, the coming of the Lord, if you're on the wrong side, you'll hear the judgments that are to come. And it will be the scariest thing you've ever heard in the history of the world. Have you ever heard? And that's what the Bible, it even says it that way. There will come a time of evil that's never been and never will be. You say, well, then I don't want the coming of the Lord. I like to just stay here where it's nice and comfortable. Well, that's the problem. That's the greatest deception that's ever hit this world. And we're in the heart of it right here in America. Yeah, and Brother Branham said the same thing when he came through. He said, I believe the revival is done for America. I'm going to head overseas. That's right. And we say, well, it's done for America, but that don't mean it's done for the bride now. Don't you go misinterpreting what I'm saying. There just won't be. You won't go to the countryside and find thousands. I'm sorry. That's done. But you'll find the bride. Amen. Why? Because the Word must find the Word. What made Philip leave a revival and go down and find one eunuch and just happen to be listening to him talk about the Scriptures and join himself to the eunuch and talk long enough to get him baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and the God instantly transported him to another city? The Word had to find the Word. I won't lose a one of them. Woo, glory. Brother Branham says this. Unbelief does not hinder God. 62. Someone said the other day, Brother Branham, you scare people. I said, what do you mean? Said, well, saying that Jesus might come anytime. I said, are you a Christian? Yes, but my, there's a lot of work to be done. I said, just a minute. I said, the greatest event that could ever take place that thrills my heart more than anything else to know the appearing of Jesus Christ. That's right. Why this mortal will take on immortality. Old age will drop away from it. Why? We'll be made like in the likeness of the Son of God, and we'll see Him as He is. And there'll be no more time and space and eternity. Why? My, that'll be something. There'd be something mentally wrong with a person that didn't love His appearing. That is, if you're right, if your soul is right, it's a longing. See, that's why. Yes, if you're feeling terror and trembling, I'm telling you, you haven't got the capstone yet. Because perfect love will cast out all fear.
That's exactly right.
Hallelujah. And I watch people that live that way. They're scared to death if Jesus is going to come back. All that is a sure sign you need to do something.
Amen.
Because you're not ready.
Amen.
You might have heard the shout, but did you listen to it yet?
Amen.
Let me keep reading. Could you imagine a man being away from his wife for years, a lovely, sweet wife, and knowing at any moment that he will appear and she's going to see him? While our whole anticipations are setting right on seeing him right at once, you see? Just looking for him to appear at any time. Or a girl, her boyfriend's been gone, they're fixing to get married. And as soon as he arrives, they're going to be married. Oh my, how she's got everything ready. That's right, and the scripture says that the bride has made herself ready. Why, there's nothing in the world means anything to her but just that boy appearing, that's all. Well, that's the way the church should be. Yes, we should just love his appearing, right? Paul said, there's a crown laid up for me that the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me at that day. And not only to him, but to all those who love his appearing. I like that so well. And just in case you're making that a future event, I'm here to tell you that the Son of Man is appearing in our age.
Amen.
If you heard the shout did not say, God sent a prophet. God moves through a prophet. God's bringing a message, and that's all there is to it. No, the shout said, you're the message. A shout said, the bride is revealed again. God is moving in His bride the same as He did the bridegroom.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Now, don't tell me that Brother Branham wasn't part of that. I believe he was. I believe he was a wave sheaf for us to follow. You can believe whatever you want and say that some other man is. I do not believe it. The Bible said, I will send you Elijah the prophet. And when a man tells me, I know Brother Branham said, but you lost me. I know the prophet was getting at that, but I think it ought to be like this. Well, you're done for me. I do not care. Woo, got a little offended, but that's okay because the Bible is what told me that. The Bible didn't say that Brother Andrew Crussell would restore the church back. That's right. That's why I have no word to bring of my own. I'm here to be a mouthpiece of what God has brought. That the Word has been restored back, that we can live to the full stature of a Son of God. And not only that we can, we must. And we can today. Because why? The Lord is appearing before us in the form of the Holy Ghost. That's absolutely right. I was talking, this is an absolute 1963, I was talking about the coming of Christ a few weeks ago in a certain church. And afterwards, there was someone met me in the back of the church and said, Brother Branham, you scare people to death. I said, why do I do that? He said, well, you're talking about the coming of Christ. I don't want to hear such as things as that. I got a little boy here I got to raise. I got a girl in school. Oh, I said, the coming of Christ is the most glorious thing I can think of. Certainly, see, the Bible said all those who love His appearing.
Amen.
Oh my,
amen.
For a day that when this old mortal will put on immortality in this pest house that I live in will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and a body like His own glorious body. It should be the heart's desire of the church. It should be every man and woman on fire, preaching the streets and everywhere else, trying to get souls saved, certainly. See, there's the difference. If you hear, oh, the coming of the Lord is so glorious and it's such a wonderful thing and the appearing of God and we just, oh, praise God. And then, well, I just go sit at home and look at the wall.
Yeah.
Praise God. He said, that's not what he said. He said, if you can hear what's going on in this age, it should stir something on your heart. It should begin to make you realize that we've got a job to do while we're here. And not only that I have to do, I'm predestinated to do it.
Amen.
So when I go forward, I'm not presuming because the commandment's already been given forth. He said, I've never told the sun to stand still. Joshua could have said the same thing. There's no commandment for the sun to stay still. But the commandment was, kill the enemy.
Amen.
And something was in the way. I ain't got time to think about what's in the way. It's time to just conquer. Sun, stand still.
Amen.
The cares of this life, Mark 4, turn there. What a dangerous thing in this age. Remember, we're talking about listening, not just hearing. Mark 4. And let's just, where are we going to start at? Well, most of y'all Christians, I believe, know this story about the seed and the sower. So let's just get down to where I want to hit at. Verse 16. And these are they likewise which are sown on the stony ground, who, when they have heard the word. Can I say that one more time? When they have heard the word. When they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution, not just persecution, but affliction. This Christian, well, it's just too hard. I just like TV too much. I mean, I can wear dresses to church and all, but I don't know. I mean, I want my job still. Glory to God. Just letting it sink in real quick. And have no root in themselves, so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which sown among thorns, such as hear the word. Every group that we're talking about heard the word. That's right. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. What happens is when the word goes forth, as Brother Bram's even preaching this, and all these people are supposed to be Christians, supposed to have the Holy Ghost, and he says Christ could come at any time, and it creates a fear in them. They're hearing the word, but I tell you, the ground is not prepared to receive it yet. Because if the ground was prepared, it wouldn't be worried about the cares of this life. God help us. God help us. I remember being a young man trying to serve the Lord, thinking, man, he's going to come before I get married. He's going to come before I have kids. I mean, I kind of want to do that. He's going to come before this or that and the other thing. And now, as I look back, I said, God, why didn't you come? No, I'm not saying that. You know what I mean. I mean, I appreciate having my children. How many can say amen to that? Amen. They're a blessing. But you know what the Bible said a blessing is, right? Trials worth more than gold. That's right. Hallelujah. But the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches, and I've got to raise my son and I want to see my daughter go to school. Those things, if we focus on that, we'll lose sight of the coming of the Lord. We'll put it 10 years out. And then when he comes, like the Bible said it would, it will come in an hour. You're not ready. See, you're hearing the message, but are we listening to it? Those that hear the message of the hour, that the token has come. You'll hear it and say, well, bless God, I'm saved. Hallelujah. Put it on the doors. I'm good to go. And then again, we'll get on a predestination rocking chair and just lay there and do nothing for God. Don't care about our brother. Don't pray for nobody. Don't visit nobody. Don't pay no attention to anybody else in church. Somebody miss. I don't care. Now, it's one thing, like, we got do-gooders, too. I ain't telling you to be like that or you're just trying to earn your salvation. But I'm saying, how many of us will get down and pray for one another? I think if we just do that, we'd have a lot less problems in the church. I think we'd have a lot less condemnation in our own lives. Could you imagine if we had a church, myself included, now, I'm not just saying you, I mean myself, where we actually lived our lives every moment for the gospel.
Amen.
When we go to work and we're thinking on Christ. When we go to talk to somebody, we're thinking of how I can get... See, that's the real revelation when you've heard what the token is. It's not just hoard it. It's can I get someone else in it? That's what happened to Rahab when she had a revelation Amen. Of what it meant to have it and what it meant not to. Amen. When she could look around and see, oh, there's these great walls, but it doesn't matter. The word has gone forth. Amen. They'll all be destroyed. And I see my loved ones there. I see my loved ones there. I know I'll be saved. Uh-huh. But if you really have that revelation, you can't just sit and say, well, everybody's dead, whatever. Right. Something will stir on you and say, come on, please come to the word. Come to the word. Now, you can't make him, you can't force him, but you can sure preach it. That's right. Hallelujah. And if that rebuked you left and right, just join hands with your pastor tonight. Because I know the feeling. And I know the frustrations. I just showed a man, it's Leviticus 21, I believe, 7. Maybe I can find it real quick, because they were talking about tattoos and things. So I said, well, I remember this scripture, I think. That ain't right, it ain't 21. Let me see if I can find it real quick. If I can, I'll just stop. I found it. It's 1928. It says this: "You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord." Well, that's pretty straightforward. And why does everybody get a tattoo most times? My grandpa that passed away, my brother did this or that. And he just said, the Bible just said, don't mark yourself for the dead. And they'll do it anyways. I was telling a young man that day. He's like, it's right here in the Bible and things. And we can talk law and all these things, and that's grace now and blah, blah, blah. Well, then go ahead and murder your brother because we're under grace. Go ahead and steal because we're under grace. No, it don't work that way. The moral law is still true. And we just went over that Sunday. If you're a believer, you don't dismiss the law. You will establish it because of the Holy Ghost in you. It will walk the law of God. We make mistakes. I understand that. But a Christian knows how to repent and get right back on the trail again. That's right. You ain't got time to diddle around with the devil in our condemnation. We need to just stay in the blood where we ought to be.
Amen.
Walking in the token. That's right. And I tell this young man that. He says, I know the Bible says that, but I want to do it anyways. What in the world are you going to do then? Another one, they were talking. Some girl's got some pretty long hair, and it's pretty looking. And they're saying, she's talking about cutting things, and somebody said something like, no, you ought not to do that. And I remember I was going to say something, but one of them said, the Bible told you not to cut your hair. I probably said it before and it got spread around somewhere. Unless somebody actually knew the Bible a little bit. And somebody else was like, well, that's dumb. I don't know about that. That's stupid. They're not ignorant. They hear the word. But how many can listen to it? And then we'll let the devil tell us we're serpent seed. We ain't no good. And I don't even know why God deals with me. And then you're doing nothing for God. Can't even pray because you're so busy being condemned, trying to get good enough to pray, you don't pray. We need to quit living like that. We need to get a revelation of who this is. This isn't just a stranger. This isn't a king back there. I'm Esther. That's my husband back there. I know him by name. He knows me by name. That's right. Glory to God. Some hear the word. They all hear the word. Everyone's hearing the word. God even saw to it. You say, how is that? He said the Gentiles, they can see him in nature. So that way there's not even an excuse. How many knows that's what the Bible said? They're left without excuse because God was out there speaking through nature, speaking through the solar system, and then he speaks through his own children. And they refuse. But children of God that's got the Holy Ghost tonight, you keep preaching it. You keep standing for it. You keep listening to what the Word told you to do. Well, if I was right, I'd be converting souls, really? What about Jesus' ministry? We tend to think that Jesus, you know, he's just a nice guy and got along with everybody. And as long as all he was doing was praying for the sick, you're right. People enjoyed him. They wanted him around. They invited him over. Even if they didn't welcome him too well, they still invited him. But do you understand they killed him? You don't kill people unless you're angry. They hated this man so much. They didn't just seek to kill him. They looked for the worst way he could die. And then we'll think, well, if I'm really a Christian, why is this person mad at me? All he's doing is trying to be a Christian. And we'll go and condemn ourselves for preaching the Word and standing on truth. You stand on the Word. I don't care if they don't receive it. There's no room for a Christian to back down off the Word.
Amen.
Never take the defensive. Because that person isn't your enemy. It's the devil sitting behind him that's laughing at you because he's cornering you back when you're supposed to be the one that can stand up to him. Glory to God, anyhow. I'm happy to be a Christian tonight. I'm happy that I got ears to hear what the Spirit says. And not just hear it in one ear and out the other, but hear it in my ear and drops down into my heart and it lives out of my life by the Holy Ghost. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Matthew 25. Thank you, Lord. I love His appearing. I love seeing the Holy Ghost. I want to see Him move through people more than I'd ever want to see Him, even through myself. I want the children of God to wake up to who they are.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That's right. That's what the shout is for. It's not just to hear it. It's to waken up something. Let's read it right here now. Matthew 25. Again, you're real familiar with this, but I want to make sure we pay attention. Are you listening tonight? You have to hear me, but are you listening? Don't worry, the dishes will get done. Work will be waiting for you tomorrow. That's right. I know all too well. We decided to have a bright idea that we were going to get the bathroom floor changed this morning, or this afternoon rather. So some brother had to stay up and paint it last night. That was your pastor. One of the worst ideas I ever had. But praise God, we're here. And I'm called to be here. That's why I'm not afraid of the devil. I don't care. In my weaknesses, he's strong. Amen. Why? Because you begin to realize, I can't, even as a preacher, I can't preach. I can't have faith. He has it. He can speak. He can pray for the sick and they get well. And as long as I can step aside, I've never seen it fail, ever.
Amen.
You can say the same, can't you?
Amen.
Matthew 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. All they had was something. They had a religion. They had a form. They looked like Christians. They had lamps. They fit in with the group. They let their hair grow. They paid their tithes sometimes. They showed up, you know, when evangelists came through. But they look like a message believer. They act like they got books on the wall covered in dust. They got the player, but it'll play only when you come over to the pastor. Oh my. When are we going to realize we got one judge?
Yeah.
And his name is Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
and he's omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent.
Right.
And there ain't no reason to be a hypocrite. You might as well just be straight up. Say, Lord, if I ain't got no oil, I need it.
Amen.
Fill me up. Now watch this. They took, that. Excuse me, 5 of them wise, 5 foolish. The foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Now listen carefully here. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Not go you all, or just as a big mass. No, ye, go out and meet him. You, go out and meet him. They all heard the word, go forth, that the bridegroom was coming. And we, you all know the rest of the story. I'm not. You all know what's going on. The foolish, what did they hear? What did they begin to do? We're out of oil. So I can't come myself. I need to drag someone else, get their experience to help me out so I can get there.
Right.
It's no longer you go out to meet him. It's we'll go together. A nice second-handed revelation. A nice, well, I sit in a message church. I know I don't really do anything. I come late, leave early, don't pray, don't care. But I was there. Come on now. You know it's the truth. And it's so easy for us to affect us at times. Well, thank bless God, we're going to have a good service as long as Brother Andrew gets it right. Come on now. Or you know, Brother James sings the right songs, then we'll have a good service. But if not, going to go flat. I'll tell you right now, if you'll have the faith of the Son of God, I don't care even how backslid I am. You'll hear the Word.
Amen.
And you can listen to it. I don't care if you're the only David around that's willing to slay a giant. If he gets up there boasting, you can kill him. That's right. Listen to what the shout said. Listen to what the shout said. The bride listened. Why? Because she said, I am ready for me to go meet her. I don't need somebody else's Holy Ghost. I don't need this church's revival. I have it. I pack the coming of the Lord. There is not going to be a rapture without me. Because I'm the definition of it. Come on now, we say the appearing of the Lord, but what is He appearing as? If you got ears to hear, I'm glad we live in an age where I don't have to care anymore and I can just preach the message the way it said. It's the bride coming of Christ. The bride is the appearing of Jesus Christ, not in the clouds. He's appearing here to show who He is through every single one. Go ye out to meet Him. You go full of the Holy Ghost. I'm running out. No, you're not. Just keep filling it in there. My lamps look like it's going to burn out. There's so much Holy Ghost in my soul. It's the full stature of the Son of Man. It's living in me, and no devil can take my light out. How much darkness would it take to make that light go out? There ain't enough in the world to do it. Hallelujah. Go ye out to meet him. Hallelujah. Verse 10, let's just finish there. While they went to buy, the foolish, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. How important is it to get beyond hearing it and actually listening to it?
Amen.
It's life and death. All Israel heard the promises of God from Moses. All Israel was given 10 plagues to see the sign, the works of God. But all they did was hear it. They had nothing in them to listen to it. Because a second persecution or affliction arose, by and by they were offended. Well, bless God, He brought us all the way out here and He's fed us with this manna, but can He at least give us a table to eat on? And we'll do that to God too, won't we? What did brother remember the woman that came to Jesus saying, I'm a dog. Come on now. Jesus said, you're a dog. All your whole race is dogs. She said, that's fine, Lord, just give me some crumbs. And we'll come saying, God, if I don't feel this and I don't sense this, and if He starts preaching on my life, I'm just going to shut Him down, and I'm not worried about the Holy Ghost moving on me. He better move on somebody else, or I'm going to say this whole church is backslid. Are you listening is the point. Not is your brother listening. That's none of your concern. The 10 wise virgins weren't going to find the foolish to make sure. When that call went, it was too late. When Noah got in the ark, he could preach the word, but there was no one left to be saved.
Right. Amen.
That's right. This is not something to play around with. This is life and death tonight, and I'm thankful that I had ears to hear and to listen and to receive the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you're truly listening to the word, listen to me now, it automatically will create obedience to the word.
Amen.
There's no middle ground for this. It's one thing we talk about, you know, and you'll have one Christian want to run off with it and say that we're going to be sinlessly perfect in this life. That's not what the word is. It's obedience to it. What did Jesus come? He came preaching the gospel. Isn't that right? The good news. Guess what the first word was? Repent. But it was good news. Why didn't He come say, way to go, boy. Good job. No, the first thing He says is, you're wrong. Repent. But if you will receive the word and listen to it, you will obey and repent and get right and get baptized in Jesus Christ's name and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's right. Acts 5:31. I'm just going to read this. Listen now. It's talking to Jesus. Him hath God exalted with His right hand to be prince, to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey Him.
Amen. That's right.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And I always love this scripture. I know you know it, but when Saul came back from the battle that he was supposed to kill everyone, he didn't. Samuel says this in 1 Samuel 15:22. Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?
Amen.
Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
And to hearken than the fat of rams. You give me 5 people that know how to repent and get right with God, more than 1,000 people are so righteous they never have to do that.
Amen.
Why? Because they're just hypocrites. They're just lying to themselves. They're trying to get to heaven in a way that God did not ordain, which was only by the shed blood. They're trying to get the Holy Ghost without the blood, and there's no such thing.
Amen.
It's water, blood, and spirit. For you to bypass that, you become one of those radical Pentecostals who will speak in tongues. Come on now. We'll tell you, glory to God, I got it, and meaner than a snake. Hates the brother. Go talk about their neighbors. Tell you how bad everybody else is. If you got that kind of a spirit, I'm here to tell you it's not the Spirit of God. When the Spirit of God brings correction, it is for the sake of the person being corrected, to help, not destroy.
Amen.
Glory to God, to obey. Let me read you this. I might not be too long tonight. Is that okay? Everybody loves a short-winded preacher, right? God of this evil age, 65. Hallelujah. Do you remember how that Nimrod, that hypocrite, built this big tower and made all the other little cities pay tribute to it? Babel and Babel is the same thing. It just changes its name and it comes on up. It's Rome now is Babylon. And the whole world is brought to Babylon. And it's brought in by the World Council of Churches, which will make every one of them bow to her. And you've took the mark of the beast, not knowing what you were doing. But those who are elected will hear the word and come out of it.
Amen.
Everyone has to hear the word of God. How many people heard Brother Branham preach what denominationalism really was and would trail right back into their denomination where they were supposed to come out of?
Right.
Heard a man one time, and Brother Branham would say things like that, and I believe that. He would say, now look, don't leave your church, go back and shed light. And I remember an old man came to him one time, and he said, but I heard you say, Brother Branham, that, you know, that was that to come out of her, my people, and not be partakers of his, of their sins. And Brother Branham said, you heard that? See, the word goes forth, and just like Brother Branham says it this way, we preach salvation as if it's to all, but we know that all will not receive it. So it's the same when we preach the Word of God. I know, again, that you all have to hear me. But I also know that those that will listen are the bride. Amen. As long as I stay with the Word, it only can produce a Word bride, nothing else. That's right. And as you receive the Word, you're becoming the Word. But you've got to believe that now. You've got to say, that's me. Remember this faith all the way down here. It's believing the promise of God is what creates Christ in my life. Amen. And not just Christ 10 years ago. Christ today. That when I get down and pray, I'm not just going through some formality, but I am listening to what the Holy Ghost said. Why? For those that sigh and cry for the abominations done in the city. Well, I just thought of that. I do not care if you have the Holy Ghost and the Word comes to you. What else is that?
Amen.
Oh, it's the devil tempting me. Yeah, right. Come on now. We just go off on these tangents. How did the devil tempt Jesus? Let's be real quick. He brought part of the Word.
Amen.
Go into all the world and preach the gospel. We'll say, well, I mean, I would testify, but is it really the will of the Lord? And then they reject you and say, oh, I guess I missed it. I'm glad Jesus didn't have that attitude, or we wouldn't have nothing in this Bible. I'm glad Paul didn't have that attitude, because we wouldn't have anything in this Bible. There would be nothing if we didn't preach what offended the devil. Because the Word is what offends him. And not just one piece of it. I'm talking Genesis to Revelation offends the devil. And I'm okay with that, Satan. I don't mind calling him out by name and telling him, get thee behind me. Glory to God. But those who are elected will hear the Word and come out of it. See, they hear it and they listen. They hear it and they listen. That's the difference between the bride that's in the capstone and somebody stuck down somewhere else in a different age. Hallelujah. How contrary is denomination to God's Word? He never had one, never dealt in one, and never dealt with one. I want some historian to show me where God, wherever a prophet ever come out of the church. Show me where God ever blessed a church that after it was organized. She went on the shelf and died with intellectual wisdom from the devil. By their leaders. Bless God, you can't say that against that. He's a man of God or whatever. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who says it. If it's not the Word, it's not the Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look, and I'll say this as a man. If I'm off the Word, you owe me to tell me. See, we're all afraid to do that because, oh, you're a pastor, you're holy. And no, I'm not. We are all subject to other spirits. That's absolutely right. Brother Branham, even himself in the seals, how many knows this? I don't know why we're preaching this, but I believe it anyhow. He got up, remember, and he said that one man had come and he said, I twist him in such a knot he can't get out of it. And he said right there, the Holy Spirit checked him and said, oh, he didn't like that. I'm sorry I said that. Right in the midst of the shout.
Amen.
The foolishness of preaching will save those from that were lost. That's right. Well, God, if it was really God, oh my, it would just be mighty powerful. Yeah, that's what Naaman thought. Oh, if he was really gonna come heal me of my leprosy, oh, there'd be lightning shining on the skies and everything else, and then I would know I was healed. What'd he tell me to do? Go dump in a muddy river. Let's be honest, it would be like going to the mummy. Not dunking once. Not twice. Oh, Lord, I got three in me. No, seven. And you ain't just anybody now. You're a general.
That's right.
You're the president. You're the CEO of a company. Dying of leprosy. Heard about some fanatic, but hey, we'll give it a go. You go down there thinking, well, this is really God with a nice intellectual conception. He's only heard the Word. He hasn't listened to it yet. See the difference? He heard the Word. That got his attention to get there, but he wouldn't listen, which he would have died. Praise God for a servant standing by. He said, look, calm down. Calm down, man. You're a dead man. You're a dead man. You lay it out. Look, and don't be afraid to lay it out. People say, well, you just say everybody's going to hell. They are. That's the problem, is it's true. If you're not in Christ, you can't make it.
Amen.
And it's not good enough for you to sit here, and I'm talking like to my students and things, sit here and say, yeah, I believe that. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, that makes sense. That's not good enough. You've got to listen to it and obey.
Amen.
How can I, brother? Oh, grace, grace unto it. Before I ever had a choice, somebody put the choice in me. So when I would get here, because of the seed that I was, I had to say yes.
Amen.
When I heard get baptized in Jesus Christ's name, it called my name out. And I said, I'm coming to the water as fast as I can. Hallelujah. When we listen to the Baptists, we listen to the First Church of God, and we listen to these things, nothing happened. But one day, a voice that we had heard our whole lives. You know it's true. I don't care if you're a Christian. God has been trying to get your attention from the day you were born. That's absolutely right. One day, though, you stopped hearing it, and you listened. And that brought the results. That's right. Whew. She went on the shelf and died with intellectual wisdom from the devil by their leaders and refused the Word of God. Now listen, not all of it, but refused the Word of God as it growed up into the perfect stature of Christ. Woo! Come on now. I believe I'm justified by faith, but I don't need to worry about sanctifying. It's fine. Christ died for me. I'm fine. I can live in sin and do these things. And I know in my heart it's wrong, but I believe in grace. You rejected the Word for the sake. You actually rejected the Word for the age behind us. And then you'll come to a service where the Holy Ghost is anointed and sit back there with that old religious devil saying, bless God, that ain't no Holy Ghost over there speaking in tongues. I don't believe none of that. You're rejecting the age before this one. And many message people, I hate to break it to you, but many of them think that they can just skip all those things and just come over here and say, yeah, I believe what Brother Branham said. How about you go read the quotes then? He said, we believe what Luther preached, plus what Wesley preached, plus what Pentecost preached, plus the revelation of this hour.
Amen.
That's right. How in the world, what way could God reveal Himself outside of the nine spiritual gifts?
Come on. Amen.
What are we looking for? An angel visitation? The devil can do that. And I understand that the devil can impersonate the gifts as well. But I'm here to tell you, it don't hit right. It don't stay with the Word. Puffed shirts when the Holy Ghost ain't in that. That's absolutely right. But you're telling me that we got the real and they got the bogus and they got more than we got? You're telling me some kid down the road with a pile of Monopoly money's got more than this actual $5 in my pocket? I don't have $5. You don't know that. I'm a school teacher. Hallelujah. Let me keep reading here. And refused the Word of God as it growed up into the perfect stature of Christ. Look, we should be so sold out to the world that our sisters shouldn't be worrying about cutting their hair and wearing dresses and looking holy and flirting with the fashions of this life. Our men should not be worrying about cussing and drinking and smoking and things like this and dealing with denominational thoughts. We should be beyond that. But why do we got to keep coming back? Because the voice that said at the end, remember the vision came through, get back in line.
Amen.
One of these days, we don't know what happened. Come on now. That's why I believe it trailed off, because then we'd go run off on tangents.
Right.
Oh, you got back in line, but we know you didn't. I'm glad God waited for me to get right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say, why are we still here? I believe, you know, we just had a few people that haven't coming to church. We're here this Sunday. Praise God for that. That's right. Still hearing the Word. Why? Because they've got to come. Do you believe that yet? Do you believe that when you apply the token, it has to happen? Then we get surprised that we're still here. When there are certain souls that we know, just on the inside, you know it's true. You just can't get settled of thinking of heaven without those people.
Amen.
There's just no peace about that. And I understand that any soul, if you're a Christian, you care about them. I understand that. But Jesus cared about the Pharisees too. But He still looked at him and said, you're of your father the devil, and his work shall do.
Sure.
That's absolutely right. Paul loved that woman that kept bugging him. That's why he didn't call her out. But one day the Holy Spirit told him to. And he said, you child of the devil, how long do you subvert the right ways of the Lord?
That's absolutely right. God doesn't desire judgment, but He knows the necessity of it. Otherwise, who wants to go to heaven with sin still around? I say, God, judge my sin and get it out of me now. How? By the blood of the Lamb. Let all my sins go before me, before I get there. And refuses the Word of God. I'm going to read this. I think I'm determined I'm going to finish this quote now. And refused the Word of God as it growed into the perfect stature of Christ. Now it's at the head. Nowhere else. We are at the revelation. The fullness of the Word is back. How contrary. Separate from that unbelieving Eve, you children of the evening light. Satan, god of this age, by his knowledge, getting the people to eat from this mixed tree of good and evil. Notice Satan, by his knowledge, causing the people of this evil age to eat from his tree of good and evil. He says that he is building a greater Christian civilization by his knowledge of good and evil. A greater Christian civilization. But Christ, little virgin, word, flock, bride, don't care for his knowledge. She keeps free of him. Now let's talk about her a minute. She waits for her Lord and his millennium honeymoon. Right. With the word groom, as she is the word bride. We've heard the shout go forth. But for those that listen to the shout, what should it be producing? The voice. It should be producing the voice of the resurrection in the bride of Christ. How? Speaking life. Speaking the promises of God. Speaking what the token told you to your loved ones. Speaking what the token told you about your healing tonight. Hallelujah. How many of you came sick tonight? Did anybody come sick tonight? We're not willing to confess it. Well, good, you're healed, right? Because we all believe that. That's Christian theology right there. Why? Because you're not just hearing the word. You listen to it. Which is, I don't give the devil any credit. People will tell me that. You ever going to work and coughing up like crazy? Say, man, you sick? And you just look at them and say, no, I ain't. I ain't sick at all. What are you talking about? You look miserable. I ain't miserable. I'm the happiest person in the world. And you say something like, you know, how's it going? Well, it couldn't be any better. They said, oh, yeah, it could. Or you could do this and that. No, I'm in Christ. It can't get any better. You know the greatest place to be is the will of God. Saying, if I'm in the middle of Africa stinking with the bugs all by myself because God told me to be there, I'm all right with that. God told me to go to rinky-dinky Defiance, Ohio, and sit with a few renegades out there on the Word. That's right, brother and sister. I ain't looking for numbers. I'm looking for character, just like the Word said. That's what the shout said. It didn't. What did the shout ever say that there would be screaming numbers come into this? No, it didn't. What did the shout tell us? Little. Come on now. Perfect, whole, virgin, Word bride of Christ will come to this Word. Let's stand together tonight. I think you understand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Speak, my Lord. It's in our new book. I know that. Let's see if I can. 92, if you don't know it, I just want to start right that chorus there. 92. We changed the order of the service. Do you believe the Word tonight? There's something on the inside that says, Lord, I'm ready. I know I want to will to do is present, but Lord, I believe I'm to listen to that Word. I'm to listen to it. I don't want to just hear it that God sent a prophet. I want to hear that the prophet was sent to restore me and that I listen to that. That when sin tries to creep into my life, I don't just hear conviction. I listen to it. Thank you, Lord. Hands. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord.
said, who go for us? Then he answered, here am I, send me. Oh, speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer. Sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here am I.
Can you say amen tonight?
Oh, speak, my Lord.
Yes, Father.
Speak, my Lord.
Softly. Go ahead and bow your heads together. You can put your books down. Thank you, Lord. I want us to be able to, sometimes we get too wrapped up in singing. We need to focus now on the Lord. Let's bow our heads. There's a common theme even through all those verses. Did you hear those words? Quickly, I will answer. Hasten, brother. Hasten to the rescue. If you've heard the word tonight and you're ready to listen to it, there's no time to diddly-daddle around about it. You need to act now. And I believe on waiting on the Lord, Brother Branham said the same thing, but when the discernment came by and he would call out a soul, he said, now listen closely, listen quickly, do what he says right now. So I ask you, Christian, where are you at tonight? If you've heard the voice come by and say, repent of your sins, I know what you're doing in your life, you know it's wrong, and you need to quit doing that. Repent quickly tonight. Would you raise your hand and say, Father, that's me. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm not raising my hand to any person around. There ain't nobody looking around. I'm raising it to you, Lord, because you know what's behind this. You know what I've done, and I don't want to be like this. I'm sorry, Lord. And I'm repenting quickly. I don't repent haphazardly. Repent in faith that this is the good news to you because the blood is there for you. Receive your forgiveness now as you believe His word. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. Try me again, Lord. Make me what I ought to be as a Christian. Take this condemnation away from me, Lord. I believe your word, but it just pushed me back down and I don't do nothing for you, Lord, because I'm battling with something of the world. Christian friend, we need to quit battling and realize that this enemy's already defeated. Christ has already overcame this thing, and that Christ is in you now by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Believe it now. Now, don't go halfway. Go all the way in there. Say, Lord, I believe. I believe, Lord, I believe this word. I don't have to stay this way. If this devil's got you bound, would you confess your own deliverance by the word of God tonight? That, Lord, I am free by your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Look at the power of God in this place.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Jesus.
I'd rather see souls getting right than 100 healings. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is God getting His bride ready. You've heard the word. Now listen to it. Repent and come back to the word. Brother, you got the TV still in there? Kick the thing out. Sister, you still tempted with things of the world and looking like the world and acting like the world? Kick that out and say, Father, I'm not afraid to stand out. I'm not ashamed of you, Lord. Brother on the job, he tells you to pray for your food and you kind of hide it. You're a little ashamed in your heart. Say, Lord, take that out of me. Lord, I cannot reverence you enough for blessing me like you do. Hallelujah. 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 Hear the good news tonight. You've been redeemed. You've been redeemed. Many hear the word and they don't act, but you've acted upon it now. You've raised your hands. You've defied the devil's gravity keeping you down. Go free tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't let sin and shame keep you bound up. There's gifts in you God wants to use. There's power that God gave to the church to conquer the devil. And it's here to be used tonight for the glory of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You say, brother, do you need to bring souls up? I don't believe so tonight. I believe you've already had your altar. If you need a witness, here's a witness. God has forgiven you. Now quit asking Him again and believe what you said, His Word said. If we knew how much God wanted us to be free of condemnation more than we want to be, did any of you go to a cross and die for you? Did any of you choose to lay your life down for someone else? He did it without asking you. And we think it's the will of God to torment us. He wants you free tonight, children of God. He wants you full of faith. He predestinated you to be that way. Hallelujah. Now, hands down just for a second, because I know you're sincere in believing. If there's anyone sick in body, I'm not even going to ask you to lay hands. I want you to be the believers that you are. I believe you are on the inside. If you're sick in body, I want you to raise your hand and say, Lord, right now, I claim my healing is finished in the name of Jesus Christ. You say it now and you confess it yourself. Hallelujah. That's the restoration of the bride, when she can take the word and let it live. God bless you, brother and sister. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sis. Hallelujah. Now, what you need to do is take that image of the word that's coming right now to you. What is it? It's that perfectly well person. If you were backslid, it's that perfectly sanctified person. If you were empty, it's that Holy Ghost-filled person that God put in your mind, that's now dropped in your heart. Put that image before you and believe that that's the reality of who you are. You're not sick. You're not backslid. You're not in condemnation. You are redeemed by the blood. The token has come to you, and it's all over the door. And I think we all can say amen to this. How many say, Lord, put me back on fire where I ought to be, to burn for every soul, to care about every life, to always be thinking of the kingdom of God and what I can do, not because I have to, Lord, but because I just love you that much. Can we give Jesus a good look in the face with all his scars from being beat, with his blood-stained garment that he had to do for us, and say, Lord, I don't care what I have to endure. You are worthy of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As the Bible said, let's present our lives a living sacrifice for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we just pray to him? As the word's gone forth now, you pray your own way. Heavenly Father, how I thank you, Lord, tonight for the word of God that came forth. Knowing, Lord, that that's the only thing that can help anyone that's here. And I pray, Lord, in my cut-up way of saying it tonight, that, Lord, I believe your Spirit's even moving now and placing that word right into the heart of every soul that's here. What needed to be said and what needed to be heard, and not only heard, but listened to. And I pray, Lord, that the devil that's been exposed in this place will have no grounds of getting back into these Christians' lives, but that the Holy Ghost would seal them off from all these temptations and evils of the devil. Lord, I thank you for a group that responds to the word, that's sensitive to the word, knowing that this age is getting so cold and formal. But Lord, there's got to be a bride, for you promised it, Lord. And I'm grateful to be able to speak to them tonight, these members of the bride of Jesus Christ, which by faith I believe I'm a part of it too. Thank you, Lord, for coming tonight and exposing us from all the wickedness that Satan's tried to trick us with, because you're the only one who knows how to do it, Lord. We thank you for being here. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for healing us and delivering us and just being here with us, Lord. Lord, we just pray more than anything that we'll serve you better than we ever have before. We take our hearts, Lord, and we put them on the altar and say, Lord, once more, try me. make me the Christian I ought to be. I'm not here to settle down, Lord. I'm here to prepare myself for the world to come. Help me, Lord, to never lose focus of those heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That, Lord, I thank you for coming to church, but Lord, I need you when I get home. I need you when I go to bed. I need you when I wake up and the next day starts and the devil's sitting there trying to tempt me again. I need you there, Lord. And I believe you promised you'd always be with me. I believe it, Lord Jesus. I thank you for coming tonight, Lord. That's all we care about, Lord, is can you, Lord, can you feel welcome? Can our praise wash your feet, Lord, and our tears clean it off with our hair, Lord, and you feel welcome in this place tonight. I pray, Lord, that our worship tonight, as I believe the blood's been applied to every life, the tokens on every door, that our worship can be pure and holy now before you. May it be a sweet-smelling sacrifice as we worship to water the word that was given to us. We ask it tonight in that name that never fails. The name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Now let's just take some time. It ain't too light, just 8:15. Let's take some time and just forget about everything. Let's close our eyes. Let's raise our hands. Let's lift our voices. If you don't like worshiping, you might not want to go to heaven. That's what we're going to do there. We're just going to worship. We're just going to praise the Lord, and it's just going to be that glorious eternal day. Let's exalt Him now with all our heart. Oh, I exalt Thee. Yes, I exalt Thee. Don't be in no hurry. Oh, I exalt Thee. Don't you feel Him all around you?
Life before. Thank you, Lord. I exalt.
press your whole heart to him. Tell him how you love him. Tell him how you appreciate him. Tell him your heart's desire. Yield to the Holy Ghost tonight. God's the one that inhabits your praise. Glory, glory. Thank you for deliverance, Lord. Thank you for the shout, God. Thank you for faith to believe it, Father, and to listen. I thank you, Jesus, for grace. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh,
praise your glorious name.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. Dad, just keep waiting. Keep playing. Keep praising him tonight.
Jesus.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. I love you with all my heart, Father.
Praise his name.
You're my world. You're my everything, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Praise his name. Praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus.
Oh, glory.
Oh, I praise you. I give you glory. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise his name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There ain't no devil can do anything in this presence. Glory to God in the highest. Lift your voices.
I exalt.
The Lord, can we give him a clap of praise and worship? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Dad, you praise him too. Thank you, Lord.
God,
glory.
Praise his name.
Hosanna in the highest.
Jesus.
Hosanna.
Oh, praise God. Praise God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Don't you appreciate him tonight?
Praise his name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
I just love
Jesus.
When he comes and takes control.
Thank you, Jesus.
You might think thank I'm a little besides you, myself. I'm okay with that. I'm better off this way. Just let me be. Just let me be. I might get a little carried away and speak in tongues or something. That's all right. I'm here just to praise his name, and sometimes I just run out of words, and I don't know what else to say, so the Holy Ghost steps in and praises what he needs to say. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. Oh, Christian, don't make it hard to worship. Just be free. Just be you. Just look at him and say, Lord, you're just so good to me. I just love you. I don't know how to praise you, right? I don't care. God don't care. If you don't cry out, he'll get some stones to start crying instead. Glory to God. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I think it's time for the church to just let loose and to just quit thinking about it and just realize I am so in love with this man, Jesus Christ. I really don't care what anybody else thinks. I don't care what I think about myself. He's worthy of praise. Thank you, Lord.
By the Lord.
When I rose this morning,